In Washington state, prosecutors in two neighboring counties entered into a bold experiment last year, becoming the first in the nation to stop charging people for personal possession of small amounts of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, and cocaine. Now their paths are diverging. One county is moving ahead, the other will reverse course. Joining us is Amy Radel, reporter for KUOW, who covers politics and law enforcement. Amy, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi there.
Talk about these two experiments. I mean, what was the original goal to begin with?
I think they said it was to allow the police and the prosecutors to really put their energy on to burgeoning caseloads and prosecuting violent crimes. And they felt like they wanted to end the cycling of people going through the criminal justice system without any more productive goal or benefit. It's a common refrain here, even from police chiefs, saying we can't arrest our way out of these problems.
Right. And you hear that elsewhere as prosecutors look to reform. You know, we can't arrest our way out of this. Let's look at King County, I mean, where Seattle is located. The prosecutor there, Dan Satterberg, wants to continue the experiment to not prosecute people for possessing small amounts of hard drugs. He says prosecution offered no benefit to the public or the drug user.
At the end of almost a year-long process, which involves warrants and jail and many court appearances, we were spending about $3 million a year in the King County court system prosecuting about 800 of these cases. At the end of the day, there was never an offer of help because the district court that was handling these cases is not set up to help people.
Amy, it's only been about a year, but how has the program in King County worked so far?
It really depends on who you ask. People here would certainly say that drug use and addiction are very visible. King County redirected that funding that it had been using to prosecute those drug users to a diversion program called LEAD, where people are contacted by police, are offered services and housing and assistance like that. One early study said people in this program had higher rates of obtaining housing and employment than non-participants. And now it's being copied in dozens of places around the country. But we are waiting for more research, and this program isn't available in every part of King County yet.
But the diversion program is showing early positive results.
That's right.
And in neighboring Snohomish County, just north of Seattle, a similar policy was announced, but the new prosecutor there doesn't want to continue with this new experiment. You know, what's he going to do? What's the middle way he's proposing?
Yeah, Adam Cornell says what he really wants to make use of is alternative sentencing programs like drug court and mental health court. They already have those programs there, but he believes in some cases they need the possibility of charging drug users to motivate them to participate. These are programs that last years. He says he's only willing to start charging for these crimes again if the county gives him the funding to help people get access to those kinds of alternative programs.
What do we know about what the general public thinks about these experiments, whether it's polls or anecdotal evidence? So how is the public taking these?
Well, Adam Cornell says he's had contact with a lot of members of the public and other public officials who really don't like the 2-gram rule that they've implemented in Snohomish. They feel like it's just allowed drug users to basically never get any help with their addiction. And they say that some users say, oh, I'm just going to carry just under 2 grams, you know, so that I don't get charged and things like that. King County, it's a little bit harder to say. I don't think we have any polling. I think there's strong support for it in some quarters, but it's really controversial.
Amy, looking outside of Seattle, Portugal has led the way globally in decriminalizing possession of all drugs in 2001. So that country has had 18 plus years of data to say, you know, yes, this idea can work. Here's Portugal's drug czar, João Castel Branco Golon, speaking last year at McGill University.
Decriminalizing contributed a lot to lower the stigma and to provide the opportunity for an inclusive set of policies.
Golon says there are fewer overdose deaths now in Portugal compared to before. There are fewer new cases of HIV among drug users. And the total number of drug users, he says, is down. And most of those who are still using have better access to treatment. Amy, is Portugal part of the conversation in Seattle?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really held up as kind of the epitome of the public health approach. We've had a push to follow Portugal's example, even to also create supervised drug consumption sites or safe injection sites. But these are politically contentious changes. We have a new U.S. attorney in this region, and he has made clear that he would take action if Seattle went forward with that.
And in other parts of the country, including Boston and Philadelphia, they've considered a similar sort of diversion approach to drug possession, but it's still a highly controversial idea. What is your sense that the experiment in Seattle might be expanded or replicated elsewhere?
I don't think I hear anyone proposing to go as far as Seattle and King County are going in terms of really following the public health model or the Portugal model. Even Philadelphia and Snohomish County are saying, we want to use diversion. We want to have the leverage of a potential charge to motivate someone to use some kind of alternative treatment program, not necessarily to send them to jail.
Amy Radel is a reporter for KUOW who covers politics and law enforcement. Amy, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.